We stopped talking for a while. Soon afterwards, the towers and medieval walls of Carcassonne appeared in the distance. It looked like Disneyland. The kilometers sped by, and we were soon turning south, heading for Perpignan and the Spanish border. Isn't it strange the way these motorways have changed the way we think about things?
How do you mean, Dad?
Well, before motorways, roads were sort of natural. They grew out of the shape of the country. The shape of the roads fitted the shape of the valleys and hillsides. Motorways just cut holes through the countryside. If you want to get from A to B, you just draw a line on a map and then build a road through. So when we travel on these roads, we don't look at the landscape, or not in the same way as before. It's all speed. Everything has to be immediate, instant. Instant noodles, instant coffee. There's no time for quiet thinking or enjoyment. I remember driving down from Paris to the Mediterranean coast with your mother, over 30 years ago. It took us 3 whole days. Now you can do it in 1. There was an uncomfortable silence.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course you can. What about?
Well, it's always bothered me, but I never found the right time to ask you before. What exactly happened between you and Mum? Why did you split up? I could never understand.
It's difficult to explain. I suppose we reached the point where we disagreed about almost everything. She didn't like my lifestyle. All those unexplained absences, the long trips away from home. I had no real friends. Friends didn't go with my kind of job. And I couldn't stand her friends. She wanted a life where everything was in its place. Everything was certain. Everything was safe and respectable. A nice house, a nice garden, a nice car. A nice husband wearing a nice suit and tie. She should have married a bank manager, but she got me instead.
But you stayed together for so long, Dad. Nearly 10 years.
I know, but you get into the habit of living with someone. So, in a way, it's more comfortable to continue with the habit than to break it. It's a mixture of being lazy and weak. Then, one day, you wake up. You look at this person who you thought you knew so well, and you simply can't recognize them anymore. I think that's what happened.
I was so unhappy all that time we lived in Paris, Dad. There was always so much tension in the air. Then, after it was over, all those tears. I remember those weekends we spent together, you and me. You didn't really know how to pass the time. He tried so hard to make me enjoy myself. All those trips to cinemas in Paris, to places you thought I'd like. The Luxembourg Gardens, the zoo. But that made it feel even worse. I couldn't wait to get back to Mum again. But then, the moment I got back, I felt miserable with her too. Because when I was with her, I missed you so much.
I wish I hadn't hurt you like that. You were the main reason I waited so long before. But in the end, I had to do it. There's no point in worrying about it now. It's past history. At least you learnt how to look after yourself, how to be independent.
Thanks for nothing,
she said, with a bitter grin. The motorway climbs steeply into the Pyrenees towards the border. Luckily, customs hardly bother to check cars these days. We are all Europeans now. They only do random checks, mainly on long-distance lorries. Annie was waved through, and we were suddenly in Spain, rolling down towards Barcelona. We checked into a small hotel in the old town, and I left Annie to rest while I went to a travel agent. I was in luck. There were seats on a morning flight to London the next day. I paid cash. That evening, I took Annie to one of my favorite restaurants in the tangled web of narrow streets off the Ramblas. As we ate and talked, I think we both sensed that it might be a long time before we would enjoy each other's company like this again. But for the first time in years, I felt close to my daughter. It was a rare and special moment.